Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
All right. Hey, everybody. I know we're supposed to do a good morning. How's everything? Yeah, blah, 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 blah. But, and I do, I am concerned about how y'all's morning is and how you're doing today and all of that. But I have to get to this because it's heavy on my mind. Something that I have to do today that I think will be interesting to people because they don't really understand my personality. And when I talk about this side of my personality, people think I'm lying or I'm just joking and he's just making that up or whatever. But, today, after the show, I have to go do something that is part of my job that I absolutely hate. It makes me feel more uncomfortable than anything that I'm ever asked to do in this job. Almost, I don't want to say it gives me anxiety, but it does make me so ill at ease and self-conscious and everything else. Because y'all know that I'm a certain type of introvert, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, people think, well, you can't talk to as many people and be an entertainer like you are and all of that and always joking around and stuff and be an introvert, but you can. So the type of introvert I am is that I am not good at all at just walking up to people, introducing myself, and chatting. I am so awkward with that. But today, I have to go to an event with the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce and mingle and try to network with these other business people in town and try to get people who are interested in sponsoring our charity.
Oh, wow.
Now, I've always had to do this type of thing, but I've always had Ace.
Right.
And Ace is better at introducing himself to a stranger and just starting up a conversation. It gives me the heebie-jeebies to think about just walking up to somebody and going, "Hi, I'm TJ from TJ and Riggins Show. And Peyton's Promise, our charity. How are you? What's your name?" And then they tell me, "What do you do? What's your company?" Oh, my God.
Oh, it's your worst nightmare.
I know. And I've got to do it.
Yeah.
But whereas before, Ace would be the one to, like, "Hey, how you doing? Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry." And he would always say, "I'm sorry," before he introduced himself to somebody.
Yeah.
Because "I'm sorry. I should have already introduced myself," or whatever. "I'm sorry. I'm Ace."
Mm-hmm.
And then they would, and he goes, "This is TJ." And then it would come, you know, into a conversation. Alexis is going to be with me today because she runs the charity, but it's not the same.
Well,
it's not the same.
I was just going to say, why am I not going with you? Because that's like my jam. But
at
least she's going because she's good at it.
She's good at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But still, it's not what I've been used to for 30 something years.
Right.
Well, and, you know, Adam, our manager, he's behind all this.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, he's a business person. He's a talker. I mean, he is a talker.
Yeah.
And it would be like if I asked him to go on and do a conservative talk show for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Right. You can do it. I know you hate it, but go do it. You'll be great. We need you to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, hey, I got something else that goes with this that I may be looking for a new job. So, no, I'm not kidding. Hang on.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
There's so many specialty cookie stores out there now, but none of them can compete with Molly B's. No matter which cookie you order, after one bite, you'll want to try them all. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the link to save 10% off your next Molly B's order. Again, that's tjriggins.com/deals for Molly B's.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com, sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, so I figured that if I'm going to have to do this now as part of my job, where I'm going to have to do something that I'm so uncomfortable with doing and so awkward at it, which is to go and network with business people, real business people, which I am not a real business person. And that may be one of the things that, you know, makes me queasy, is that I'm talking to real business people and I'm an entertainer. I'm not a business person. So anyway, I got to do this with the Chamber of Commerce today. And I always had to do this type of thing, looking for charity sponsors and stuff like that. But Ace was always with me and he was better at it. Better at breaking the ice, better at starting the conversation. So if this is going to be my thing, it's part of my gig from now on, I might need to find another job. So I found a list of the best jobs for introverts.
Okay.
And I'll go through the list and see if any of them seem like I could possibly start these careers at the tender age of 55. Okay.
Great.
Radiologist.
Radiologist. Oh, yeah. I think it's too late.
Yeah, it's too late.
I think so. Yeah.
Natural sciences manager.
Oh.
Planning, supervising, and coordinating research.
I think you would hate that.
I think you would hate it,
yeah,
too.
No, I can't hate it any more than the feeling I get when I walk up to strangers and say, hi.
Oh, true.
How are you? I'm TJ.
Yeah.
Oh.
But natural science?
Yeah. All right. We got more. A computer and information research scientist. Probably need to know about computers, right?
In research and science.
Yeah. So that's not going to work.
I don't think so.
How about a physicist or astronomer? I could do that. Sheldon, I've been watching Big Bang Theory for years. Yeah. That's what he does. Yeah. Sheldon.
Yeah, but you hate space.
Yeah, I do.
I'm going to say, yeah, no.
And you know what else I hate? Universities.
Yeah.
And you'd have to be around universities, a bunch of Marxist professors to do that. Computer hardware engineer? No.
There again, computers.
How about a software developer at 55? I could start that.
No.
Computer network architect? Anything that says computer as the first word, I'm probably going to be out, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And I love that all of these deal with computers.
Yeah, unless it's something, if it says computer wiper downer.
Yeah, right. You're great at that.
I can do that. Actuary. They do risk assessment for insurance and investment companies. I could probably do that.
That's the closest one I think you could get to.
More so than a biochemist?
I think so.
Because that's the next one on the list.
Chemist.
And then an operations research analyst.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, I'd never make it with that because I'd think it's too funny every day to call myself an analyst.
Oh my God.
All right.
Those are not going to work for you at all.
No.
So like I've always said, and I've been saying it a lot more and more lately, that the only career that I can switch to that I'm going to be happy with is going to be a pressure washer.
Yeah.
I can pressure wash buildings and driveways and things like that because it's complete solitude.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
I mean,
perfect.
You know, and I don't want to start a business with people working under me or anything. So I probably wouldn't make enough money to eat, but still I would have solitude.
Absolutely.
And I'd be happy. Not glad handing.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's Alexis, and you heard right, I'm pregnant, and I found designer gym leggings for my journey in the midsection. And if you're not pregnant, Tona, founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, is a premium line of leggings. Designed for women who train hard, they are moisture-wicking and fit perfectly. Customers say it's like a push-up bra for your butt. Tona, the last black leggings you will ever need. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get a huge discount of 15% off with code TJ.
What is new radio?
You like how we get to it.
New radio is
video.
Watching on video.
Watch each weekday morning just after 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Actor Val Kilmer is dead at the age of 65. His family has confirmed.
Oh, no.
Passed away. I believe they said from pneumonia, but he's been dealing with oral cancer. Mm-hmm. They found tumors in his throat years ago. But he still continued to act. He was in the latest Top Gun movie.
Yeah, but they had to do some kind of trick for his voice because he couldn't speak.
He used one of those voice boxes. I'd heard that. But, it had really damaged his vocal cords going through the treatments for that.
Yeah.
But young guy, 65. And you can go through the list of great Val Kilmer roles. I mean, he's such an icon.
Yeah. Weird Science.
Weird Science.
Was he in that one? No.
Batman?
Yeah,
Batman.
There was another one where he was a young scientist and stuff. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. Now that you say that.
Something Secret, maybe?
Something.
Yeah.
Rob pointed out, he was Batman. He was in Top Gun. He was in Willow, one of my favorite movies as a kid. He played Matt Mardigan. He's just been in so many great things. And
yeah,
I heard he was difficult to work with. A lot of directors is that he was difficult, but a great actor.
Yeah.
So you put up with it.
And did he, in Top Gun, he looked like he had a ton of work done. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, because that's from all of the surgeries that he had to have, because he had, oral cancer, and he's having surgery on his face a lot. So maybe that's what that was.
So it wasn't elective.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. Tombstone, True Romance, Heat were some of the other movies that were, under his IMDb. But yeah, just a real icon. So Val Kilmer dead at the age of 65. He is the top trending topic today. Jason Kelsey also trending. He and his wife welcomed their fourth child, another girl.
Yeah.
That makes four girls for Jason Kelsey and his wife.
I was just looking this morning, and I was laughing at the way people say welcome, like Jennifer Lawrence and her husband just welcomed their second child.
Yeah, that's how you say it. Yeah. How are you supposed to say it?
No, it's just dramatic. So they had a new baby.
They had
a second baby.
They had, what's crazy to me, four girls, that's a lot of, that's a lot of women in the house. And he's so he's got the beard. He's just so masculine. And it's going to be.
So is his wife. She's masculine, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
People love him. They are parents to a fourth girl now. So they are trending this morning. Today is National DIY Day.
Yep.
So I know TJ's a big DIYer sometimes.
I got some plumbing work to do today.
Yeah. Or do you want to get into that later?
We can do that later.
Okay.
But,
all right.
It's the whole having to go glad hand today and stuff with all the business people has me just completely thrown today. So we should have already talked about that, but we can do it in the next hour.
Lindsay, is your husband Kyle a handy guy? Is he a DIY? Like if something breaks, he's like, I'll fix it.
No.
Oh, he's not.
He's a higher, a higher guy.
Yeah.
He's like, let me call somebody to fix that.
I'm okay with that too. Just getting it fixed. Some people just don't have the natural.
I don't.
Yeah,
not at all.
A lot of people don't.
Minor things, but he doesn't want to screw anything up.
Yeah,
that's the thing. That's the thing with us, big time athletes, like Kyle and me.
Yeah.
We didn't have time to learn to fix it things because we were practicing all the time and working on sports.
Oh, you're serious?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I knew you were.
I was serious about being on the level with him, but that's why I don't know how to fix anything.
Yeah, maybe.
Right. True.
How do you confront your spouse when they haven't done anything wrong, but they're annoying you? Next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I got to tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
There's a trend where people ask the internet advice on how to, quote unquote, confront their significant other. And I always hate that because a confrontation is inherently, you're setting it up for a battle.
Sure.
When the issue might not require a confrontation or require you to confront them in that way.
But yeah, the word confront is short for confrontation.
Exactly. So, instead of just being, and I'll be honest, I'm single. I don't know how to handle a lot of these little issues that come up in relationships every single day. I'm not good at it. And I probably overreact to more than I should. But maybe you guys can offer some advice. TJ is married long time, 30 years. Lindsay's been married 7 or 8 years. So maybe you guys can offer some advice to this woman who's having a problem in her house with her husband. She said he's starting to talk to our Roomba like he likes the Roomba more than me. He talks to the Roomba nicer than he talks to me. For example, he'll say, "Good job, buddy," when it avoids a chair. Or if it bumps into something, he says, "Ooh, no, oh no, be careful." You know, just kind of joking, I guess. But, you know, it's like Ace always said, like, the robots are going to take over.
Yeah.
He's actually treating the Roomba like it's a person, talking to it nicer than he's talking to her.
Well.
And she wants to know how she should confront him about it. And I don't think that's a good idea at all. I mean, he's a wacko.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. He might just be in fun. He might just...
Right.
Being funny.
Yeah, she's being a want.
Yeah.
He talks to the Roomba nicer than he does me.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's a vacuum cleaner.
Right. If he had a dog, you'd be saying the same thing about a dog.
Right.
But he's an idiot for pretending like the Roomba can hear him and he can talk to the Roomba. I mean, so I think just throw a net or a tent over their entire house and charge admission because it's a circus.
Yeah. You know who talks to the Roomba? My 3-year-old. And I'm not kidding.
Yeah, right.
So what she should say is, "Hey, moron, why are you talking to the thing like it's a human? You sound ridiculous."
Yeah.
Ha ha ha. Or
make it funny.
It's always the best way to handle any kind of dispute or complaint you have with your spouse. We're talking about the person you love more than anybody in the world, or you're supposed to. The only way to handle it in a good way to show respect to each other and all is passive aggressively. And then when they get mad, tell her she's pretty.
Perfect.
What's the second part? You passive aggressively tell them that. What's the point of telling them they're pretty after that?
When they get mad about, you know, they catch on to what you're doing, then you just change the subject on them real quick. "Oh my God, you're so pretty today. Why are you being mad? You shouldn't be mad. You, as good as you look today, come here."
Does that work?
Yeah. Every time.
They don't.
Every time with every woman. And I just encourage all husbands to try that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But without your finesse, though, they might get into more trouble. Like you always say, like,
they don't have the riz.
They don't.
Yeah.
They don't have the riz.
Rizless, for sure.
Yeah, that could just get him into more trouble. They probably just think he's being condescending or something.
Well, and they may not even know what being passive aggressive means. They probably
That's
go,
true.
"Well, I talk to you better if you would clean up around here."
It's different.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
All guests of the TJ and Regan Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, a beautiful new modern hotel perfectly situated in the historic South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Boom. We're going to play a game. I got a game, Riggins.
Awesome.
I got a game, Mr. Game Man. I'm going to do a game.
I'm not the only person with games.
No, you're not.
I love games.
I'm going to play the audio from a video that was on the Instagram of an account that I follow. And y'all just have to tell me what has happened that is causing this reaction from the people, but especially this one guy. In there. Okay. Ready? Here we go.
Oh my God! No! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
What do y'all think that is?
Maybe chugging a gallon of vodka.
To make a grown man stand there and scream, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah, maybe chugging a large amount of alcohol.
Lindsay, what do you think?
I couldn't hear it.
Oh, that's right, you couldn't hear.
But I would say probably the same thing.
It is from the area that I used to go on vacation before COVID and the cruise ships found out about this place, Destin, Florida. Oh. And now it's just crawling with cruise ship people.
Oh,
they don't go on their cruises anymore. They flooded into my little vacation area that I loved.
Cruise ship people.
Yeah. Because in COVID, they canceled the cruises, but Florida remained open. Remember?
Yeah.
You know, Governor DeSantis believes in a free nation.
Okay.
And he left Florida open. So they had all this money back from vacation. The vacations got canceled. They said, we're going to go to Florida. They went to the Destin, Fort Walton area, and they were like, we've been missing out on this, going on those stupid cruises all the time. We're here for good.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
No, not cool. Not cool.
No.
Not cool.
So
I don't like cruise people. But anyway.
Right. Yeah, what?
This was from Destin, Florida, where I used to go, and it was right in this little area. It's a busy area where there are condos on this side and then there are shops over here on this. It's like a little area where you rent boats and go out to that Crab Island. I know y'all have seen that on the internets and stuff where it's this big sandbar that people rent pontoons and go out there and beach them on that. It's fun.
Okay.
It was fun before the cruise people came. But that is the reaction of people on a boat when two whales appeared right there in front of them.
Oh, wow.
Now, I know it's really something to see. Yeah. Two whales. Big whales.
Real.
Yeah. But is it worth a grown man standing there and screaming, oh, my God. Oh, my God. No, it is not. It is not.
Nature.
The chugging the vodka made more sense.
Yeah, I was sure it was going to be like, some sort of
get
chug.
A hold of yourself. Enjoy it and drink in the moment as you should. Hey, yeah. This is so rare to see, especially around here at this, you know, this close to the action.
Yeah.
You know,
those whales are like, what the heck?
He's like,
wow.
Who let Sister Man up here come into the horror movie?
Yeah. Oh my God. Maybe if it had jumped over my boat like Free Willy, like he went over my head. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. Even at that, I'd just go,
Yeah.
All right. What I'm doing today for my plumbing work coming up next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Sconi spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere. 15% off with code TJ. Sconi, perfect for on and off the course. Redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.
The Week in Review is sponsored by LaCure, the hangover solution. It's a drinking gummy containing DHM, a natural extract that can help you defeat the effects of having one too many cocktails. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout to save 20% on your order.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
This is not a banner day for me, the way I would have planned a good day of happiness on my part.
No.
First of all, as we've been talking about all morning, I got to go to this thing after the show today that's sponsored by the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce, which the people there are nice, so super nice. But it is not in my comfort zone of going in and just walking up to business people and saying, "Hi, I'm TJ. What's your name? What is your business? What we do is we have a charity and we need sponsors." And it gives me chills to think about it because I'm treading it. But I also have to, since it's DIY day, I have to fix the bathroom sink on my side of the bathroom.
Yeah. No way.
Because it's got two handles that are separate from the faucet. So, from the spigot, but the spigot that loops over, you know, got an arch in it. It's loose. So if you can twist one way or the other a little bit, and I got to get under there and tighten it up.
Sure.
So I know that's probably the most simple job that you could be doing in fixing a sink, but I'm probably going to flood my house.
Probably.
From what I understand, you just get under there and you tighten one little nut that holds it in place, and somehow I'm going to end up flooding the neighborhood, probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Everything's underwater.
We just had a loose spigot.
Yeah, that could go bad.
And my brother-in-law, Chuck, is a master plumber. That's what he tells me. I'm a master plumber. And I didn't even call him about this. Usually I'll call him and put him on FaceTime and all of that if I got to do something along those lines, or Jody has to do it. I'm not even calling him now.
Why?
Because I'm just tired of hearing about how great Chuck is.
Oh.
I don't need him.
Oh, I get that.
No.
Well, it's also do-it-yourself day.
Exactly. So. It's not Chuck do-it day.
Right. Chuck
right.
do-it. And it's simple, right?
Yeah.
I would
For
have
anybody
no idea.
Else, it would be. For yeah. And I'm saying anybody else who isn't a jinx. Which I truly believe in. A lot of times I'm a jinx. If I believed in luck, I would call myself a jinx.
Yeah.
Or say that I'm jinxed.
I think you're jinxed.
Yeah.
You don't bring bad luck to others, but bad luck
seems. I absorb it.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
You take it all.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. If you flood your house, Jody's going to be just beside herself.
You know what I could do though?
What?
I could get finished here a few minutes early, go home to tighten the sink. And if it floods the house, then I wouldn't have to go to this other thing today.
Good point.
I would rather flood my house than to go into this awkward situation that I'm having to go into today. I really.
You're talking like me. I love that.
Yeah.
And this isn't just because I don't want to leave the house or anything. I mean, I don't have many things that, you know, that bother me to this level. So I think I'm owed one, you know. One thing that bothers me, you know, to this level, you know, I can gripe about all kinds of stuff, and but this is a different animal.
Is this out of like 10? Is this like 9 or 10, like on the bad anxiety scale?
For normal things that, you know, kind of go along with day-to-day life.
I mean,
somebody, you know, pull a switchblade in my face, that would make me pretty anxious.
But, yeah.
You know. Okay, enough about me.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Val Kilmer is the top trending topic. The actor has passed away at the age of 65. He passed away yesterday. He's got two grown children. His family said he passed away due to pneumonia. Now, for years, he had been dealing with oral cancer and tumors on his throat.
Yeah. I mean, but that's really saying something, though, in Hollywood. If a man dies at 65 and his kids are already grown,
Yeah, true. It's a good point.
That is an oddity.
Yeah.
In Hollywood.
You're not kidding. Yeah. I never thought about it like that, but you're right. But he continued to act even in the last Top Gun movie, Top Gun Maverick, where he, of course, appeared in the original as well. But
And I thought his performance was lacking.
Did you? No,
he could barely stand up. He was sick.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
I made
it
through 10 minutes of that movie. I shut it off. People are horrified by that. But yeah, he has so many movies under his belt. He's just an iconic actor.
Mm-hmm.
But the stories remain that he was pretty difficult to work with. A lot of actors didn't like working with him.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I think that's probably the case for most people in Hollywood. They're probably all difficult.
Sure.
I wouldn't like acting with other people either. I mean,
Yeah, doesn't sound like that much fun.
Like one of my favorite actors is Walton Goggins. I mean, and I've been on the Walton Goggins, you know, fan club way before he just had this huge surge in the, I mean, I'm one of the cool ones that liked him a long time ago, but he seems weird as you know what, and I don't think I'd want to hang out with him for a minute or work with him for a minute because he seems so weird.
Yeah.
But your true artists in performing usually are.
They're usually weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you think there's any actor that you could hang out with, like socially?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like anybody come to mind?
Yeah, I could hang out with Kelsey Grammer.
Okay.
There are only a handful of them that I could.
Yeah.
You know, that are like-minded.
Yeah. I hear Kelsey Grammer's got a wild side to him.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, he grew up in tragedy. His whole life is just one tragedy after another.
I've heard that.
Yeah. No, there are a lot of them I can hang out
with. Okay. I was just curious who would come to mind for you. So, Val Kilmer, rest in peace. 65 years old. Top trending topic today. Today is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. Much more lighthearted. I know you're a peanut butter fan, TJ. Do you like a peanut butter and jelly?
I do. I love it. I like it better when you take the peanut butter, put it in a bowl, then put the grape jelly in there with it and whip it together. That's a completely different animal.
Yeah.
And it tastes so much better.
And then spread it on the bread or just eat it with
spoon? Yeah, spread it on the bread.
Lindsay, what are you? Are you a crunchy or creamy peanut butter girl?
I'm creamy. I could go either way, but I'm normally creamy.
And what? And jelly too?
jelly too.
Like on your peanut butter?
Yeah, sorry. I'm laughing because that's all my kids eat, so I make them all the time. But then I sneak one myself.
Good for you.
But I don't have to have the jelly.
One piece of bread.
Yeah.
I'll just do peanut butter and bread and go about my business.
Nothing wrong with that either. Happy National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, whether you like grape jelly, strawberry jelly, doesn't matter. And then some kind of upsetting news, Dairy Queen closing a bunch of locations in Texas. A lot of people saying this is a sign of things to come. Wouldn't that be a tragedy if we lost Dairy Queen?
Yeah.
Oh, it's iconic. So I hope this isn't a sign of things to come.
But I would pick up that orange dip cone business. And I would just have a truck on the side of the road that sold those things.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh,
take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's
I'm going to do my part today. I'm going to go to Dairy Queen. Just make sure we do it.
Thank you, Rob. Saving the industry.
Love more it. TJ and Riggins coming up.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Make sure you go subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube, or listen at tjriggins.com. Just look up the TJ Regan Show on all major podcast platforms so you never miss a new episode. I am just absolutely tickled by this story. So Chili's having a great time right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing better than a lot of the fast casual chains. And it's due in part because of their triple dipper platter. It's hard to say, but it accounts for
a great deal.
It's a great deal. I think it's $10.99. You get three items, boneless wings, sliders, and these large mozzarella sticks, essentially. And they say the triple dipper platter accounts for, I think, 40% of their sales, which is crazy because it's just appetizers on a platter. But it's gotten popular on TikTok. People love doing the cheese pull from these fat cheese sticks. I mean, they stretch feet long. I mean, it's just a very popular item, and it's good for social media. And you can get three dipping sauces with it. And they traditionally serve marinara sauce with the mozzarella sticks, ranch with the wings and the sliders. But now on their website, they've switched all the dipping sauces to three ranches.
Yeah.
Because that was the most popular option. Everybody just wanted three things.
That's ranch. All I would want. Yeah. I don't want to mess with marinara sauce.
Yeah. Yeah. So they acknowledge that most people just want to dip their stuff in ranch, which nothing wrong with that. But there are people now complaining that, like angrily complaining that they've made a change in the recipe to their marinara sauce, which is sometimes served with their mozzarella sticks. And you would not believe the backlash that is coming out of these people. Oh. They are upset beyond measure.
Yeah, they always do that. You always have these people who will complain about this isn't the same anymore and go back to your old like it's like they're, you know, they're entitled to the entire company just never changing. Never, how dare you? It's like it's a personal affront.
Exactly. That's the thing. They take it personally.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very loud on social media and things like that. Have you ever been upset that a restaurant has changed a recipe of one item that you love or removed one item that you really enjoyed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I wasn't to the point where I'm having to, you know, go start a petition or join a protest.
Yeah.
Just said, right. Oh, that sucks. They don't have that anymore.
Yeah. Or get on TikTok and being all emotional about it.
Right. Get a life.
Right.
The furthest I've gone, now you remember this when I was on the show 10 years ago, Skittles took away lime and replaced it with green apple.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I joined the Facebook group, Bring Back Lime. I was devastated because green apple sucks.
Wait a minute. So they took away the lime
and
put an apple.
And replaced it with green apple. Mm-hmm. And green apple's terrible. No one liked it.
Did they?
So they brought back lime.
Oh, they did. It worked.
Yeah, it worked.
Okay, wow. So maybe
you're
there is.
You're part of a movement.
Heck yeah.
She was. Or these are publicity things that they, you know, that they do, which is fine. I mean, that's good business. They can fool people into thinking, it's gone forever.
Yeah. But to just change the recipe on a marinara sauce at Chili's, you got to be next level nuts.
One time I just heard they were thinking about changing the McRib sandwich to not have the little bone shapes in it.
Yeah.
And I was ready to pounce.
We want the bone shape.
The bone mold.
The bone mold.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
All right, I want to get to this audio clip here because it's very important. And I think Riggins will find it to be amusing that I have something in common with the person in this. His name is Lil Boozy, and he is a rapper, right?
Yes, he is.
Okay, and this is what he said on somebody's podcast or something yesterday.
Bro, why don't see people with extra toes and fingers like I used to see? Man, when I was little, everybody had six toes. Everybody had this gone. Everybody had, what the happened today?
I don't know, man.
Was that a mutation done?
I knew nobody like this.
Well, I knew so many people. A lot of people had six toes. They had
I have not met anybody like this.
You ain't never met nobody with six toes. When they got to cut the thing off right there. You ain't never met with the hands.
No.
Oh, you would.
All right. So we were just talking about this the other day. And I told you that I went to school with a guy who had 13 fingers.
Yeah.
And then the guy on this podcast said, I've never seen that. I've never seen that. Lil Boozy said, we used to see it all the time. So much so that he's like, what happened to that? Because it was so common. Well, what do Lil Boozy and I have in common?
Yeah, you're both from Louisiana.
Exactly.
Yeah, y'all had extra digits down there.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think so. That's why I said it to you.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Because I was like, oh my gosh, we just talked about this. And yeah. He's talking about it. I thought there must be something from Louisiana about this.
Must be.
Creepy.
But he said he doesn't see it anymore. So maybe you guys have evolved as like a species. You don't need them anymore to catch muskrats or whatever. Nutria rats.
They act like they're aliens from outer space.
Yeah, well, it is a different... Louisiana is it's basically an island of the United States. Mm-hmm. They're just sort of their own people.
Yeah. Unique culture.
I'm sad for that.
But yeah, and I also knew a couple of people who had extra toes.
Yeah.
You know, six toes on one foot.
Yeah.
So maybe it was something to do with, I mean, there's a lot of oil rigs and things like that in Louisiana, maybe. Yeah.
So like a nuclear power plant or something?
Yeah. We ain't afraid of industry.
We might have some extra digits, but we're cranking out the energy.
Yeah, we're from a state that doesn't think a mall is industry. We need some industry around here. We need a mall. We need jobs.
No.
Uh-uh.
Logging.
Out there. Logging, oil rigging.
Sure.
You know, swamping.
Yeah.
All of it.
It's hard work. You need a lot of fingers and toes.
You need extra balance when you're toting a chainsaw out there.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
All right, look at me bringing an entertainment report.
Ooh.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know.
I had to dance to that. Ooh.
All right, just a few things here that I find interesting from the stupid celebrity world.
Okay.
When MGK called his new baby his, quote, celestial seed, end quote, people thought that was the baby's name.
Celestial seed?
Because why would you not think it was something that outlandish if it's coming from these two freaks, MGK and Megan Fox?
True.
But Megan Fox, it says MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, as if you didn't know, says that Megan Fox will reveal her name when she's ready. Like, wow. Oh, well, we'll all be on the edge of our seats, you two freaks, to find out what kind of stupid name you give this poor, innocent child who's in for a life of just complete and total weirdness.
What if it's like the most normal, like nerdy name ever?
It should be a name that the new family could change easily. If they did what was right and they gave this baby up for adoption and gave it to a decent set of parents. Oh, God. Chelsea Handler says that she stopped posing topless in topless photos because her nephews asked her to. Quote, I don't want to humiliate them, you know. I don't want to be like a joke, end quote. Okay. I think it's adorable of her to think that that's the only thing she does that could humiliate her family.
Right.
I mean, if they've got a brain amongst them, they're humiliated by her and just her overall existence in the public life. Yeah. She's rotten. And it was just announced that Luke Combs will take the stage at the Newport Folk Festival Saturday, July 26th. And the festival usually focuses on folk singers, Americana, and other indie music. So some fans are surprised that a musical act that doesn't suck was included.
Americana, not for you?
Oh, I tell you what, if I wasn't busy on the 26th of July, I'd be at a folk festival. I'll tell you that now.
You bet.
Mumford Sons and Me is what the new band would be called. Philip Phillips, you're the man.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. the most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
So Morgan Wallen is back in the news again, and it's still related to the SNL walkout, the SNL incident, as they were calling it. If you didn't watch Saturday Night Live, Morgan Wallen was a musical guest. He walked out during the credits. It became a national, worldwide story. People saying, why did he walk out so abruptly? And then he posted on social media, get me to God's country, in front of his private plane. Well, that story took off, and Morgan Wallen's no dummy. He has now plastered the phrase, get me to God's country, on hats and t-shirts that he's now selling for $45 a pop.
That's great.
Man.
Good for him.
Look at that. So was it all a setup? Was this all planned?
I don't think the merch was planned.
In an effort to sell more merch. Because if it was, that is incredibly brilliant. But yeah, it doesn't seem like it was.
I think he just capitalizes on something to stick it in their faces.
I think so.
Yep. Idiots.
So 45.
And he knows they're going to sell.
He knows they're going to sell. Yeah, he sells a lot of merch. So I think it's a great way to have some fun with it and make a little bit of money. Hey, listen. Right.
And to not even take those morons seriously.
Yeah.
See, that's what they hate is when you point and mock them. Point at and mock them. These overly sensitive, overly dramatic. Oh, what did he do? Oh, let's talk about it for a week. Get out of here. Yeah. And again, I'm no huge Morgan Wallen fan. I don't mind his music. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's just too much of it.
He's got a lot of music out.
It's like, dude, 13 cuts. That's all we need. Why you got to put out album after album with these 71 tracks on it?
Yeah.
We get it. You write songs.
Making money.
He can make just as much money on 13 tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm sure this is going to be a hot item, especially if you're a Morgan Wallen fan. But it's just a great little catchphrase to put on any piece of merch, so I'm sure they'll sell a ton of them. Val Kilmer is the top trending topic. The actor has passed away at the age of 65 due to pneumonia.
And hopefully he's gone to the real God's country.
You can only hope, right? R.I.P. Val.
You know, it's so hard to imagine that, though, with Hollywood people.
Well, we don't know. Maybe.
Well, we don't know. I'm just saying it's hard to imagine.
Maybe.
You know, most of them like to run around bragging about how they don't believe in the Jesus.
Oh my goodness.
So
I love that.
Well,
even that sweet John Travolta's going to hell.
Oh dear.
I always hate that about him. He's so sweet.
Yeah.
He's following that. He's going to try to be out there with them Sea Orgs and stuff.
Not Danny.
The Sea Orgs. Oh, well, don't share this with Val's family because we are heartbroken. We love him as an actor.
Yes.
And he's definitely going to go to heaven for sure. More next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
There was a big story yesterday that Meghan Trainor comes clean about losing weight thanks to Munjaro or whatever that's called. Munjaro?
Yeah.
It's like Ozempic.
Kilimanjaro.
Kilimanjaro. But I don't know that she needed to come clean. No one cared. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know that people were like, how did you do it? Meghan Trainor, tell us how you did it. Who cares?
Now you see someone losing weight and you just know they're doing it. I mean,
yeah.
Well,
it is what it is.
Didn't she lose the weight, though, before that became popular?
She said she did it after the birth of her second kid. It helped her become the healthiest version of herself. I don't know what the timeline was, but she looks great. I mean, I saw a picture. She looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you, boo?
Good for you. Yeah. And nobody, no one cares.
Yeah, nobody cared when she needed to lose weight except her, and she did. She lost it however she wants to lose it. I don't know.
And she would make songs about her.
Yeah. She made songs making fun of skinny women.
Right.
Remember that? All about that bass, and she was talking crap about women who aren't big.
Wasn't she?
Yeah. So that's the same as making fun of somebody for being fat. She just turned around and made fun of women who aren't fat.
Yeah. Saying like you don't have that bass, like a big booty,
Yeah, right. I didn't think about that.
And then that's what caused all the skinny women to start referring to her as Meghan needs a trainer.
Oh my gosh. That's awful.
Oh.
I know it was terrible.
That's awful.
Not something I would make up at all.
No, I would hope not. That's ugly. That's ugly.
And I don't appreciate anybody that's accusing me of that. I'm just telling you what the people said. Skinny people that she offended. She fired the first shot at skinny people.
Oh,
and you know how women are. Skinny women fire right back. That's when they said, oh, well, okay, well, her new name's Meghan Needs a Trainer.
Oh, that's
awful. Hashtag Meghan Needs a Trainer.
I hate that. terrible, people mean. I don't like bullying of any kind.
I don't either. But she started the bullying.
Right. Well, that's what you're saying. I would never say that.
Why?
Huh?
By making fun of women who aren't fat or big?
I don't know that she... I don't know.
All about the base was saying negative things about women who are skinny.
Oh, okay. Well, this is ugly. This is...
I know it's not a good side of any of the people involved.
No. No.
I'm enjoying it thoroughly.
Well, there... yeah, so... I don't have time to get into this.
Sorry.
But there is a if you want to lose weight, just go to Chick-fil-A because there's a guy that lost 132 pounds by only eating Southwest chicken salads from Chick-fil-A. It's got 700 calories in it, but he ate it every day. It lost 132 pounds. So maybe the secret to losing weight is right there in your local drive-thru.
Yeah.
Now.
With the dressing.
With the dressing. It's a big salad. 700 calories. But listen, if you're big, it might help you.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.